Okay. So, morning, everybody. Tov. Okay, we have to try and just summarize what we did last week and then take a step forward. We're coming to the end of the Perek, the Yesod, the foundation of Malchus. There's still some work to do here. Yeah? Must will take us at least two more sessions. And then there's a long Hagoya. There's a long couple of pages, Hagoya, which we'll see. We'll see if we're going to go through it. The mail of the go, that it summarizes and pulls together a lot of the loose ends we've been dealing with. So it helps to solidify our understanding here. There's also Dvarim Ma'od Manyen that deals with Malchus Ben David, Malchus Ben Yosef, why do you need two Mashiachs? Very interesting stuff, different dynamics based on what we've learned. So we'll go through that, but I'm going to leave that till the end, finish the chapter on Malchus first, and then before we start Perek Dalet, maybe we'll do the Hagor. In the meantime, we need to see what we saw last week. Last week, we spoke about the way that we were speaking about how the Melech adds a new dimension to the nation. You have individuals. Each person is an individual. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Malchus turns them not just into Reuven, but becomes Reuven a Yehudi. He becomes part of the nation. In the context of Klal Yisrael, he becomes part of the nation. He gets Hashem's name. Hashem, Hashem, Nikra Olav. You become not just because you're American now. You're a Parsi. No. You're chelek of the Yudkei Vavkei. So that was some of the aspects we saw. We also saw that. We'll maybe go through this again now on Chav Zayin there in the end of Dav Chav Zayin. We'll see that Shabbos doesn't just affect Klal Yisrael. Shabbos impacts on the entire world. The Sheshes Yomim, the 6 days of the week, each one is Nikra Shabbos, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. You have to remember Shabbos even during the week. We'll see that Shabbos is the Kollel of the 6 days of the week, the same as the loose parts of the table. Only become relevant when they part of the table. That's the kolo. So that we have to see as well how that plays itself out. Yeah, and then we have to take the next step and see some very interesting stuff here. I was a ma'od kashe. I'm feeling, you know, we're going to take it slowly and build. Yeah, it's non pashut. So I'm going to go from the bottom of Chav Zayin. I think we did a bit of this already, but let's take it again. It feels like it's been a long time. We know that in 6 days, Nivru created Yesh Miaim, Shemaim Varetz, and everything that was in it. Amnam eizah chashivas atzmit Yesh l'shemaim Varetz. What chashivas, what importance is there in and of itself to the Shemaim Varetz? Hari Vagvois, the mountains and the hills and the valleys. Ula kol echad miachayis va'ifayis. What is the birds and the trees and the wondrous nature that Hashem created? The whole world is just darkness and misery. When you look at the world looks beautiful, wonderful nature. But the truth of the matter is, to somebody who understands reality, it's a very terrible thing. The world's terrible. Those mountains and birds and animals, they're hiding the Or Hashem. The world, Ne'elam, from Ne'elam, is hiding. It's hiding the truth. It's hiding the Ora Emiti of Hashem. So, Ma Chashivish is there to this world. Aval Kashem Egei Yom Shabbos Kodesh, when Shabbos Kodesh comes, U'melech HaKovet Nichnas LeMedina, and the Melech enters into the world itself. He comes from above, and he comes into the world. U'mizgala Achshav Mi Bara Kolayle. Now you understand. And there's a revelation of who created all of this. That's what Shabbos is. Eichla Maisa Breishis. Shabbos is telling you the world was created. It didn't just happen. It hasn't always been here forever. Something that never started can't stop. If Hashem stops, that means he started, he stops. He created the world. He started creating the world. And he can stop when he wants. That's Megala, the Maisa Breishis. So when he comes into the world with that, now everything in the physical world is machrizing, is proclaiming kovet shamayim. the whole name, the essence changes. Shema'ata kol shesis yomim mechelik mimaroch gedoyle v'shleime al shemayim v'sapin kvodel u'maisi adov magid harakia. Now the world's not hiding Hashem anymore. Now the world's being megala kodesh baruch hu. Hashemayim v'sapin kvodel. The shemayim before Shabbos, it's a shemayim, it's a piece of physicality that hides the kavod of Hashem. The aretz and everything in it is hard, the reality. It's mustier, the covered shemayim. But when Shabbos comes and you have a look and you see, wow, everything in the world, all the physical world, there is no physical world. Ze gam kulu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein oid milvadoi. So now, HaShemayim, what's the lotion that uses? HaShemayim, Mesaprim Kvod Kel. U'maisa yodav magid harakia. Now you look at the world and the world screams, Hashem. Rav Miller Zatzal, Rav Avigdor Miller used to say that if you look at an apple seed of an apple, the ma'od musubach, apple seed is there's more complexity in an apple seed than there is in the tochnit to build the Twin Towers. Millions of little bits of unbelievable information, you know. So why is it so complicated? Why does it have to be so complicated? So he said, because the purpose of an apple tree, of an apple seed, is not necessarily to produce apples. It does that as well, but that's not its ikar purpose. The ikar purpose of an apple seed is to be megala kovod shemayim in the world. When you open up an apple, you look at the seed, you start analyzing it, you start thinking about it, you start understanding what's there. Well, the apple is the greatest raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. You see inside, you see. So now the apple takes on a whole new light. Instead of the apple being mustier, hiding kovod shemayim, it's now being megala kovod shemayim. Because you see, me borrow this. Who made this? This had to be made. This thing didn't pop out of, you know, 50 million years of evolution. This didn't make itself. It's too complex. And the steps required to get it to there could never have happened by themselves. So now the apple's not just an apple. The apple's not just a nice, nourishing, you know, it's got sugars and carbohydrates, and it's got the essential minerals, and it's got that as well, for sure. Unbelievable chesed. There's also gilo of the chesed of Hashem in the world. But it screams out to you, who made me? That's Malchus. Now the whole 6 days is not just six physical days that are now hiding the COVID, hiding the reality. No, they're now part of a much bigger, more shole marechet that screams out Hashem. You see, you can look at the world as nature, or you can penetrate through the nature and you can see there's no nature. It's all just Hashem. Hashem manifests himself through the nature. It's for example, if you don't want somebody to know who you are, so you wear a mask. So now nobody knows who you are. You walk around and nobody can see who you are. But what happens if somebody saw you putting on the mask? Now he knows who you are. So when you're alone with that person, do you have to carry on wearing a mask? What purpose does the mask have? Nothing. So when you're with that person, you can take off the mask because he knows who you are. That's from Chanina ben Doisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, he understands that oil doesn't burn because oil has combustible material and the molecular structure makes it combustible, allows it to burn. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa understands that oil burns because Misha Omer Shemen Dolek. Somebody says Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, that's why oil burns. So the one who said oil can burn can say Avanika can burn. You can make a nace for him because you're not going to affect his bechira because he already took the mask off. Why does Hashem wear a mask? Why does he hide himself? Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have bechira. There'd be no bechira. If Hashem would just megali himself to everybody now, you wouldn't have bechira. That was part of the problem of Hasinai. That's why you had to wait for Purim for there to be a real kiblu bekim or a proper Kabbalah Satoira. That was a lot of them, unfortunately, explained was Hakin Gigis. When Hashem Rodz Megal himself to you, B'kvoidu v'atzma, you have Bechira? You say, no, I'm not sure, maybe not talking about it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's standing in front of you. You're going to make choices? They're not choices. As you have to have Bechira. So you can't have open miracles. Hashem can't take the mask off for you because you won't have Bechira anymore. But for someone like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, it makes no difference. If you show him the miracle or not, he's in the same place. You can't, he's already there. He's seen beyond the mask. He's seen beyond the mask. So for him, it makes no difference if Hashem takes off the mask and does miracles for him, because it's not going to affect his Bechira, because he's already there. With a mask on, he can already see the reality. So that's what Shabbos does. Shabbos takes the physical world, which is a mask, which is hiding Hashem, and it's Megala Hashem in the world. And now that thing which was hiding Hashem is actually being Megala Hashem, if you know how to look at it properly. Now that comes through Shabbos. Nim says Shabbos here, koilil, v'hamalchus sheshesh yisayomim. Shabbos now becomes, it's not just you have 6 days and then Shabbos. No, Shabbos now changes the whole malchus of those 6 days. Those 6 days, via Shabbos, now become elevated and changed into a whole different reality. The physical world, instead of hiding the Kodesh Baruch Hu now in the world, is Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world through the Shabbos. Because you see, Miborazeh, when you see who created something physical, so then it's not hiding Hashem anymore, it's now being Megalahim. Megalahim. When you look at an apple seed, so it's hiding Hashem. There's an apple seed, and it be evolved, and it's those, and all sorts of stories. Very physical. You don't see the Or Hashem there. But when you take it apart and you start understanding it via the Musag of what Shabbos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, that apple seed is telling you, Yaz Hashem. You can see Hashem through an apple. Rav Miller was once giving a vad in the yeshiva, Chaim Berlin. One of the Bochrim said to him, you can't prove to me there's Hashem. He said, it's kind of a bit shuff. So Rav Miller got up and he walked out, and I thought he was very, the Boch had asked the question, you know, you're not allowed to ask questions, the difficult questions. That's how they'd been brought up. They thought Rav Miller was upset with him. That's why he walked out. So they didn't know what to do. Anyway, a few minutes later, he came back with an apple and he put it on the table and he said, that's the proof that there's a Hashem in the world. Now that's an astute story, but there's a deeper essence to that. That apple hides Hashem in the world. There's not Hashem because there's an apple. But if you know how to look at an apple properly, with the apples, Megala Hashem in the world, that comes through Shabbos. That's the Shabbos advantage. When you have a Shabbos, you understand Shabbos, and you connect to Shabbos, when you look at the 6 days of the week, you look at them differently as well. It's not just you had 6 days, and now you stop. And now you rest, because you're very tired from the 6 days, and now you have a good rest, so they can carry on working again on Sunday, because they're all Shabbos. That's something you should do maybe as well, is to have a rest. I'm not saying not, even a goy. It's only if he's Shavuos the way we Shavuos. If he wants to have a rest because he'll be able to work better during the week, then for sure he should rest. For sure he should take a rest. When a guy goes to sleep at night, he's going to sleep because he's tired. He had a hard day's work and he needs to rest. When a yid goes to sleep at night, he's going to sleep at night, be able to work better tomorrow. So for sure there's that aspect. But Shabbos Pas is not a day to rest because you had a hard time. Shabbos is in order to take all the 6 days, all the work you did, and to bring it into the reality, to raise it, to elevate it, to make it a whole new world of reality, of being Megalus Shemayim, Kovet Shemayim. Okay, mitzvahs liskoy ta Shabbos b'kol yom v'yom, yisheshes yomamim. Why do you have to remember Shabbos every day? Shabbos is Shabbos. You have Shabbos on Shabbos. Makesh is Shabbos to the rest of the week. Shabbos notenes lemes hagdoris mitziyosot. The Shabbos gives the 6 days of the week the entire essence, the whole definition, the whole reality of the 6 days comes via the Shabbos. But given Shemaski Oisalem, Shem Shaychim Lamecha Shabbos, Aviyim Atzman Gam Kaim Yom Shel Kedusha V'Kovet Shemayim. Now that those days are Shaych to Shabbos, they're part of the Marechet of Shabbos. So they too now have the Kedusha and the Kovet Shemayim in them. That means the whole week becomes Mekudesh. Not the same Kedusha as Shabbos, but a Kedusha that's Megala via the Shabbos. So take 6 mundane days, and elevates them to whole Marechet that's part of the Marechet of Shabbos, of Kovet Shemayim being Megala in the world. Okay, that has to be worked through and thought through. We could stop now and go think about that for a couple of hours. Although, you know, I won't get paid because I'm not finishing the job yet, but that's the vote. So now let's take that one step further. He says, "V'chein Am Yisrael, Hashabbos notenes lahem shmom v'agdarosom." What's it got to do with Klal Yisrael? So we keep Shabbos, very nice. So when we go through the week, we don't just go through a mundane physical week. We go through the week that has kedusha and kovet shemayim, and it's we shomer v'zocher as Shabbos during the week, and we have a whole different level, and we live on a different level, and we see the reality of Kodesh Baruch in the world much more clearly than everybody else. Fine, okay, Gavaldi. But it's much more than that as well. Shabbos gives Klal Yisrael the entire definition and the name. You'll see that Shabbos gives us a name. Shekemo sheshem Yehudi chal al yedei matan Torah, shrak mishem akabal malchus shemayim nikra b'shem havaya baruch hu. How did you become a Yehudi? Why do you have that name of Hashem in your name? The hay in your name, the Yehuda. Where did that come from? That came from the fact that you were makabal Torah. You were makabal malchus shemayim. As hu adin sheshem Yehudi chal rak al mishu shem Shabbos. So too, the getter of a Jew, of the Shem Avaya that comes onto a Jew, is because he's Shem HaShabbos. Shemalchus Shemayim bo le'olam rak derech HaShabbos. That's something a person needs to know, that Malchus Shemayim comes into the world, that higher element, that higher world, that keter we spoke about, that comes into this world, the Melech b'Medina, not the Melech b'Chedrei Chedorim, not the Melech in his matzav where he's hidden and he's in his private room. But the matzav of the Melech who comes out and he goes and he hangs out in the Medina, that comes only through Shabbos. That Giloy comes only through Shabbos. The Gamba Kol Sheish Yizimim who Nikra Shem Shabbos. Am I a Shem Shabbos only on Shabbos? When you see a Jew on a Tuesday, yeah, and you want to know who he is, you tell him Shem Shabbos. How do you define a Jew? Does he put on tefillin? He goes, I don't put on tefillin every day, whatever. But Shem Shabbos, he's already, he's part of the gang. He's inside. Nachon, you know that. You define a Jew by Shem Shabbos or not. Shem Shabbos, hello Shem Shabbos, but halachic ramifications as well, but I'm just saying just simply. The person's whole gedder is a Shem Shabbos. For sure, on Shabbos, he's a Shem Shabbos. Yeah, but he's a Shem Shabbos even during the 6 days of the week. And on Shabbos, he has the Shechina Shaira Alav. Havai Baruch Hu B'Poel, he has the Shechina and the Shem Havai, his Mama Shaira on him B'Poel. If va'aponim me'irim kimo Hashem mare lekedushas Hashem Yisbarach, his face radiates a light that is parallel to the light of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the light that comes in that shines on Shabbos. That's me'iras aponim shelo. Okay, whatever that means, I don't know what that means, but you see people. I don't know if you know. I mean, you see people that you see their face on Shabbos, they look different. They do. Tzaddikim, they're big people. Choshev Yid, and you look at them on Shabbos, you see there something looks different there. Mashu different. They said the guy that used to clean the mikveh by Ramosha Feinstein, he himself testified. I don't know if this is a true story or not. Well, the message is a message. I don't know if someone would make up a story like this. I don't know. I don't remember where I heard this from. I saw it brought down somewhere. The guy said when Ramosha used to go to the mikveh, when he walked in the morning, he would look at him and say good morning. When he came out of the mikveh, he said he couldn't look at him. This guy said, I couldn't look at him when he came out of the mikveh. Yamashu, Shabbos as well. There's well-known ma'asim about Yidden that on Shabbos, you see there's a different lock on their face. Mashu, something shines there. Okay. Fine. So once again, that's the Musag of Malchus, of Shabbos. Not just that it changes what is, but it raises it to a whole new level. The whole system changes. The whole system becomes part of something elevated. The 6 days of the week are no longer just 6 days of the week, which do what they have to do. They're now also Megalit Kovet Shemayim in the world. How? Through the Shabbos. Through the Shabbos. On their own, they can't do it. But once Shabbos is impacted on them, now they themselves become part of the Ma'arechet HaKadusha. And now they also, even during the week, you have the Gilu Kovet Shemayim. Shemayim is happening for Adol. Ma'ay Sedov, Magid HaRakia. You look at the world, you look at the Bria, you learn a bit of Shara Bechin, you see the way the world's put together, the way Hashem provides food for each different animal, untold animals and different reptiles and birds and species and fish or whatever, and they all have different digestive systems. They need different types of food, and they have the right food for them in the right place. And you have Shabbos, so when you look at that, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't see nature. There's no nature. That's what Shabbos does to nature. Instead of it hiding Hashem, it's Megala Hashem. Okay? That's not too hard to see. Okay. Because you have to use your seichel. You could sit and stare at a tree the whole day, you're not going to see light jumping out at you. You know what I'm saying? You have to come at it with the mind. Okay, let's take another step here. The Utpam. This is hard stuff here. The Kol Echad Mi'Israel, Yesh lo ma'or ponim chadoshos b'yom haShabbos. Every Jew has this new light, this new face on Shabbos. Okay, you don't always see it. Not everybody, you don't always see it on everybody. But the people you can see it, well, it's there whether you can see it or not. Kamo shamru chazal, Midrash Rabbe there, in Breishis, al apostuk v'yevorech Elokim es yom ha-shvi v'kedei shoysoi. That pasuk that Hashem says that the Elokim was mevarech the seventh day and he was mekadesh it. Bochu bo'oponov shel Adam. What did he bless it? He blessed it with the light of the face of a man. Kotshei bo'oponov shel Adam. And he was mekadesh it with the light on the face of an Adam. Lo doime o'oponov shel Adam kol yomos ha'shvur k'mo shu doime b'shabbos. The light on the face of an Adam is not the same during the week as is on Shabbos. V'hainu, k'mo shebezman shebnei Yisrael kiblu aleh malchus shemayim b'tzias mitzrayim matan Torah. Like Klal Yisrael, when they were makabel upon themselves, or malchus shemayim, in going out of Mitzrayim, and by the makabel the Torah, nafuchu la'am kodosh likra b'shem Hashem, it became a holy nation now. It is now called Al Shem Hashem. They're not just the Israelites anymore. They're now Am Hashem. Kain called Shabbos. So too every Shabbos. Shea Malchus Shere B'yeta Ses B'yeta Oz. That the Malchus reveals itself, is flowing much stronger and much more apparent. Easier to connect to. Boim ponim chadoshes lam Yisrael. A new face comes to Klal Yisrael. Umahu hamo'or haponim eilu. What is this light? Mash yudi bottle the malchus shemayim. That's where the Jew nullifies himself to malchus shemayim. V'shoyer hashchin al kol echavecha. Now you have ashor hashchin on everybody. There's ashor hashchin on Shabbos, on every yid, like you don't have during the week. When is that? When he's bottled. When he's shoyim Shabbos. When he does what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. B'Shabbos Dav Chav Hei. The one on Dav Shabbos then, Dav Chav Hei. Hayu Menhogo Shel Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara brings there. His minag was, they used to bring him. Arive Mole Chamim V'Reichet Pone V'Yad V'Roglov Mis'ase V'Yeshu B'Sadinim Amut. They used to bring him a big thing of boiling water and he used to wash his face and his hands and then he used to sit there covered in sheets, whatever. And he was like a malach Hashem Tzvokos. He shined mamash like a malach on Erev Shabbos, waiting for Shabbos. Venira, so that's the Gemara in Shabbos. He says, yeah, Venira, the Ein Zemoa Pari Mamuska Bemidrash and Nizka Mikoich Yvorech Rekadash. That light that makes Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi look like a malach, Tzavokos Hashem on Erev Shabbos, that's not the light the Midrash is talking about. That's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, Ayri B'mo Ponim Shel Erev Shabbos, Shedoyim El HaMalach. The Horus Ponim, the light on his face, that ethereal thing that shone from his face, that made him look like a malach, that wasn't Kedusha Shabbos. That was a malach. Aval Ponim Shel Shabbos, Hi Malchus Shemayim V'ashos Hashchina. The light that shines on a Jew's face on Shabbos, that's not like a malach. That's a much higher level. That's Ashor Sashchina, that's Malchus Shemayim. But Chazal loy medamim oise loyir shomalach. Chazal wouldn't have compared that to the light of a malach. Okay, shemalach. It's Ashor Sashchina, it's the kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's the highest ponim v'mashem of the gilu kovod shemayim in the world. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi there in the Gemara looked like a malach. Sarah, that's gewaldig. It's awesome. But that's Erev Shabbos. That's not Shabbos. The Od Loi tak gilu ha-kovod ha-shamayim hazo. Elamo ponim shal Shabbos kodesh huma ein kane ha-hod shal Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom. The light on Shabbos is like that light that shone from Moshe Rabbeinu's face. Shekos Rabbeinu Maimon zal, Avi Rambam, Be'igris ha-nachom zal, the father of Rambam apparently also knew how to write. He's also Mishu Shramadrarim. He called him Rabbeinu Maimon. He had a sefer called the Geres Hanachoma. And I've never seen it. Anybody seen it? I don't know. I've never seen it. Hafoch ponav liyois chazak mi'or ha-shemesh ve'yete bihir mimenu. He says that his face became much like bright like the sun. His face shone like the sun, but brighter than the sun. You can't have the light of the sun like the light of your face. Because the light of the sun is, the light from the sun comes from the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But the light that shone from Moshe's face, Mikovod Hashem, that came from Kovod Hashem atzmo. The light that shines from the sun is the light that Hashem created. The light that shone from Moshe Rabbeinu's face was the light of Hashem itself. You can't say that was like the light of the sun. The law, the light of the sun was created. The part of the Bria, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The light that shone from Moshe was covered the Gilu Shekhinah atzmo. Whatever these words mean. Shekhovod Shemayim Shoyin Olam, Vuadim B'Shabbos Kodesh. That's the same on Shabbos. Nikra Shema Hashem al kol echad Yisrael. That light of Hashem that's represented through his name, that Malchus aspect that we said is the name, that shines on every Jew on Shabbos. Uponav mazirim bekana hoyt shel kedusha Shabbos ashros hashchina. And his face radiates with the rays of that light. That's kedusha Shabbos. That's from ashros hashchina atzmo. That's not like a malach. That's way above a malach. We'll see Metz Hashem next week. He's going to discuss Shabbos Shalom Aleichem. We sing Shalom Aleichem. Why do we say goodbye to the Malachim? Why do we say Teischem L'Sholem? Okay, so he's going to say it's because the Malachim don't have Shaychus to Shabbos. There's no Shaych HaMalachim to come to Shabbos Suda. It's too hard for them. They don't have Shaychus to that level. Okay, we'll see that next week. But that's the same idea, yeah. Okay, so just to at least have some takeaway from what we did here. I told you, it's not a mock and it's a bit abstract. Well, there's a takeaway, a practical takeaway, and that is Shabbos enables us not just to feel Shabbos and to feel closer to Hashem and to have Kedusha Shabbos, but Shabbos, because it's Malchus, has to radiate through the whole week. Shomo v'zocho is the whole 6 days. Yom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Yom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. The whole week, you now have a new perspective on reality. When you look at the world, when you look at nature, whatever's called nature, you don't see nature, you see Kovod Shamayim. You see Kovod Shamayim? Every aspect of the Bria is screaming, Yara'eh. So Mitzad Echad, it's hiding Hashem. It has to, because if it wasn't hidden, you would get just blasted away. But Mitzad Sheni, if you know how to look at it properly, with Shabbos eyes, so then you see the Kovod Shamayim. You see the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That you get from Shabbos. And the whole essence of a Jew, what we called by, what we defined by, is Yishoyim HaShabbos. Everybody knows that. Yishoyim HaShabbos, he's kosher leidus. He's Mechalel Shabbos, he'll be the biggest tzaddik in the world. He'd be keeping every other mitzvah in the book like nobody ever kept. Although he's Mechalel Shabbos, he's posel leidus. Shabbos is the getter of what a Jew is. And it has to be that way because that's where everything comes together. Okay, so that's the takeaway, is to recognize that the world's hiding Hashem. But via Shabbos, Hashem's getting megala, if you know how to use that properly. Okay, so Metz Hashem will stop there. And we'll try and take this a bit further. You have to think about this through the week as well. The Shabbos Malchosos, so it's, Yom Rishon Shel Shabbos Malchosos. You have to learn the Sefer every day, keep it going either. I didn't get a chance to look at it too much during the week. So it's, anyway, I hope you found this helpful. I know that you keep coming back. So there must be either your wives want you out the way or something on the Erev Shabbos. I don't know. But if it's, you have to tell me. I don't know if it's helpful. If you get something out, for me, it's more money in these things. So it's a shame. We'll keep going as long as people come. I suppose I have to keep breaking my head. Yeah. Okay. I have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you, Shabbos. We do enjoy it. We do. I think we gain from it. So thank you.
I don't mind if you enjoy it or not. I don't know if you get anything out of it. That's the enjoyment. I'm not an entertainer.
As an Englishman, it's just how we speak.
My job's to give you a headache. Coming out of this, there's a void here. There's a void here. It's not just for the entertainment. If that's all that's happening here, oi.
A good job is called.
Thank you. Good as well. Take good care. Look after yourself.
Thank you.
Ciao.